Good afternoon, gentlemen. Oh, pardon me. Is this examination room number 2? Yes. Yes, it is. Great. Okay. All right. My name is Karen. I am a nurse here at the Campus Medical Center. I will be performing the erection and post-ejaculation segments of your penis examination. Just to reiterate, in order to maintain your confidentiality, I will not be using your names, but will instead be referring to you as Mr. A. Hello, Mr. A. Nice to meet you. And Mr. B. As you already know, due to an administrative error, your penis inspections were unfortunately double booked. We're so busy this time of year, you've both generously given your consent for us to perform your examinations together. I wish to thank you both again, and Mr. A, if you could please write your initials here. Thank you so much, sir. And Mr. B, your initials here. That means the first letter of your first name and then the first letter of your last name. Okay. Now, just to confirm the information in my notes, Mr. A, you are here for your graduation requirement and will be entering law school in the fall, is that right? Oh, congratulations. You must be very excited. What a handsome lawyer you'll make. And Mr. B, you are here as part of the conditions of your scholarship. Sports scholarship, I assume. Basketball. Yeah, that's what I thought. So, as I said, I'm here to perform the part of the examination that involves visual inspection and measurement of your penis while erect, semen sample collection, and then post-ejaculation measurements. Please feel free to ask any questions you may have as we go along, and do let me know if at any time you feel uncomfortable. All right, then, let's get started. Mr. A, if you don't mind, I'll begin with you. Between you and me, I'm a little relieved this was double booked. I've never done a penis inspection on a nigger before. I mean, a black man before. Frankly, it's a relief I don't have to be alone in the room with him. Kindly remove your trousers and underwear, sir. Come lay down on the examination table. Thank you. Now, I see your penis is still soft. Will you require some assistance to achieve an erection? I would be more than happy to help. Mr. B, what are you doing? It's not your turn yet. You don't need to undress. Oh my God. Is that your penis? You must be 11 inches at least. Since you are obviously very erect, Mr. B, perhaps I should go ahead and take your measurements. Mr. A isn't even hard yet. I'm sure he won't mind waiting, right? Okay, let's see. Oh, wow. Exactly 11.4 inches. Width, 2.25 inches at the base, just shy of 3 inches at its thickest, here near the head. It's an approximate circumference of 7.85 inches. My gosh. I guess what they say about niggers is true. Oh, pardon me. It's just so easy to get a little carried away and forget myself in the presence of such a spectacular, enormous specimen. Oh, you don't mind? Oh, all right then. I guess it's time for us to move on to the semen sample collection, Mr. B, sir. Many of my patients find it easier to come when I use informal language. I'll just begin by lightly stroking your cock. Oh, wow. This is gonna be as much fun for me as it is for you. I think I'm actually starting to get a little wet. Hey, Mr. A, I bet you're regretting ever agreeing to this shared appointment, huh? You must be feeling pretty inadequate right now, to say the least. Oh God, are you actually getting hard at the sight of this big nigger dick? What a faggot. I'll have to make a note in your file that you only got an erection in the presence of another cock. A big, black cock. Mr. B, sir, do you think it would be even more helpful if I used my mouth to help you come? I can't seem to do much with only one hand. You're just so large. Oh, good. I'll just keep the specimen collection bottle handy. Oh, God, I can barely fit the head in my mouth. I've never sucked a black man off before. What is that pathetic white man over there doing now? Hey, don't touch yourself. This is a medical exam. I need to collect your semen later. And what kind of a faggot wants to jerk off watching a woman suck off a nigger anyway? Pathetic. Oh, are you getting close, Mr. B? Watch this faggot, this gorgeous, gigantic nigger cock is about to come. Oh, I better make sure to catch some in the jar. Oh my God, look at all of it. All this cum. It's all over my face and my neck. Oh, at least I got a good sample size in the bottle. Oh. 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 Please sit back down, Mr. B, sir. And when I'm done with him over there, I'll come take your post-ejaculation measurements. All right, Mr. A. Have you been able to refrain from touching yourself? From jerking that pathetic little dick of yours while I was sucking that big black cock? You little faggot. I won't be sucking you off, that's for sure. But I am required to masturbate you into this collection jar. I doubt you'll have even a tenth of the amount of cum that nigger shot out of his dick. I'll just jot down some guesstimates on your measurements. No one's going to care about them anyways. And then let's get to work. I'm going to get this over with as quickly as possible. You know what? I'm going to jerk your pathetic cock using some of this cum from my neck. There's certainly more than enough of it. How does it feel having your inadequate white cock slathered in hot nigger cum? A fag like you must love it. Feels good as I stroke up and down your cock, doesn't it? Must be so embarrassing knowing you'll never measure up to a nigger. That your dick will always be second rate compared to a big black cock. And now here you are, getting jerked off in front of the nigger, using his superior cum as lube. Disgusting. I hope you make a lot of money as a lawyer. Because no woman is going to want you for your perverted little faggot cock. Oh, I think you might be getting close to coming. Do you think you're going to be able to give me enough cum for a sample? I hope so, faggot. So hurry up. Come for me. Come for me, faggot. Give me all your pathetic white boy cum. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it feels good. It feels good, doesn't it? Your little cock feels good. Yeah. Yeah, you come for me. You come for me, faggot. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Oh, here you go. Oh. Oh, you're coming. Oh, you fag. Look at you coming in front of a nigger. Oh. Oh, oh, and it's just as I thought. What a pathetic, pathetic little amount of cum. At least I got enough for the semen sample. Now you just lay back and stay there. Don't move. I have to get back and take care of Mr. B's spectacular black.